Well, I think what we have to do is look at the attribute of God's happiness, which is specifically spelled out in Scripture in 1 Timothy 1 and 1 Timothy 6, though the English translations, most of it, use the term the blessed God, but it's the Greek word makarios, which is the normal word for happy. It's literally the happy God, and scholars, you know, attest to that. But I think Jesus then, being God, brings this eternal pre-incarnate happiness that he's always known and always experienced, and he brings it to his life on earth. When we talk about Jesus as the man of sorrows, I think that we're really taking something out of context. It's Isaiah 52, which is in that great passage of Christ's redemptive work, Messiah, coming to do the work of redemption, pay the price for our sins on the cross. That's where it says he's a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And it's a special emphasis on the day preceding his crucifixion, Gethsemane, and sweating the great drops of blood, and obviously, my God, why have you forsaken me, on the cross? Intense, intense sorrow. But that was a day, or let's even call that a week, out of the life of Jesus Christ. Now, normally, what he's doing is he's saying things like, happy are the poor in spirit. Happy are the peacemakers. Again, the word makarios, often translated blessed, though a lot of the contemporary translations make it happiness and or happy, and that's exactly what it means. So he's calling people to happiness, and we're told you should rejoice that your names are written in heaven, and then it goes right on to the next verse to say, and Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit.